Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Look around at anyone who's down. Get yourself up. Lessons are the greatest gift that you can have. What you do with lessons is the test. And each of you are going to walk through the Valley of Shadows. And your egos are going to take a licking. I hope you keep on ticking. It was bad, I understand. But it said exactly what I wanted it to say. You're right here as she's spouting off to the holidays that once honored the greatest event in the memory of your historical writings. It doesn't matter whether or not there even was an Isu Sananda, a Jesus Emmanuel. You see, ones who want to picket labels, forget it. There's only one by many names. There's only one major magnificent truth, but a zillion ways to get there. And each thing done or spoken is truth. Even the liars are in truth. It is their experience. They may know they're lying, but it's still their truth. They're doing it for whatever reason, and they're projecting for whatever reason, and whatever they are doing is truth. If you understand, I don't want to get into a great, long, spiritual lesson on this truth or consequences, because I like to focus on consequences. Consequences will be as bad or as good as you decide that they will be. And if you are walking with God, you are sheltered in the hollow of His hand. And on these subjects, I enjoy sounding like a fundamentalist preacher. I'm going to get started in the next short while. I'm going to begin to pull off a little bit from the tyranny of the day and move into the tyranny of the church. Not as you are going to expect it, but moving right back to the formation of communism and how all of these Freemasonic orders, Illuminati, became the keepers of the keys. Now that's also a bad, bad subject for today. But I'm going to have to talk about these things. I do not like to talk about any one person without that person present. But perhaps it'll be easier to hear a response washing back toward the midline when one over here is saying, hey, I'm in charge, I want, I need, I insist. And the big wash from this side that is not recognized by these ones over here making the confrontation is what is happening over here. What is being used by action? Now, we have guests and we have ones who haven't experienced in here, so I better say right up front that we are delighted that you would be here. We don't put on a good entertainment show. Sometimes the lessons are very hard, but we're not in the entertainment business. We're not in let's make a deal. We're not in let's have a dance. We'll do that on some other opportunity. And I have to talk business very frequently when there is business to be discussed, because when it all boils down to it, I have not relinquished my place. And I happen to be, that is not Dorma sitting in this chair, or Doris Ecker, or E.J. Ecker. I, Hatan, the agreement was from onset, I am the chief executive officer of every corporation formed here. Am I the chief executive officer of Tehachapi News? I should be, but I'm not. They may say that they're in business for God, but they're not. Now, where I come down really, really hard, and what is going on here now, and I will give Dr. Young the advantage of me stating here what is going on. He feels very, very responsible. And in his feeling of responsibility, he does not keep hours that the rest of you keep. He's up all night, sleeps during the day. Now, he's trying to do something about that. But he feels, because he was at Stanford and there were some pipes broke, some something happened, he feels that he must have a key to every inner door there is around here so that if he is nudged, he can go and see. Well, the facts are, if there's a fire in one of those back offices, if the fire department can't take care of it, and I am so little recognized that if there is a failure of one to express through me, then burn the damn building down. Does everybody hear me? Because you are going to burn down your very defense system. Why would anyone, save the caretaker or the one responsible for the building itself, need entry? I want you to think about this carefully, because I have worked for 5 years to set up a structure that Court Christie manages for Unite People to make very sure that you're not a group. And I will tell you one thing. If anybody from across the wild world said, oh, well, I need a key because I need to get into every place, I get nudges. And I'm working on this, or I'm working on that, and I may need your copy, or I may need something in the middle of the night. Would you give him a key? Not only would you not give him a key, but if you saw his vehicle here, you would call the sheriff, right? Then why would you treat God's property so carelessly as to even consider it for a split second? Just because you know somebody and they are telling you that they are in control or they are whatever? I'm talking about you, so hear me. Don't set yourself up for this kind of a tantrum. Don't do it. Every company is 100% isolated. And if it means we give up a mall where it's handy, where you can do business with one corporation toward another, we will do it. And we'll put one at the airport, we'll put one over at the end of town, we'll put one over at the roundups, we'll put another one up here in Stallion Springs. But the biggest problem that is happening here, and this is happening with Dr. Young, and now it has been happening with Berger. I don't mean to insult by not recognizing your proper name, but I remind you, George Green is desperate. And George Crane has been telling everybody his words. That Dr. Young is literally his man in this place. And he's going to prove it. He is telling everybody that by Christmas, Dr. Young no longer will even be here. He is also telling everybody that this mismanagement crew here is going to support him, but he is going to go work for someone that speaks and are instructed by Toltec. Ed, you have been had up to the Zuzan. Now, the next is not so blatant. But he is telling everybody now that the ones in charge of the marketing of the journals that are here are from Canada. And that he doesn't really know about the man involved. But he does know that the woman involved is totally ensued with serpents and dragons. Be careful what you collect. Be careful what your hobbies are. This man misses nothing. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you you still have ones at least making contact back and forth with this asshole. To all you new ones, I am not necessarily pious mouth. Now that seems like, well, but it's still singling me out, and everybody around here knows differently, do we? Do you? On what do you base your observations? Because he's also saying this means that someone comes regularly to our meetings and makes these reports. That Dr. Young does not even go to Commander Hatton's meetings unless it is business and he is requested to be there. How can you argue with that? How can you argue with that? And Mr. Green goes on to tell everybody, these are his words, that is his most special word, everybody. The Dr. Young manages everything here. Does he? Dr. Young retired. And Dr. Young will say, well, but you haven't released me. You never asked me. I haven't. Not even EJ and Dorma got notice of your intent until it was ready to run in the paper. I have not been consulted at all. Well, Toltec said, who? Well, Toltec wrote this and this and this to me. Who? Why would Toltec write anything to you about my mission when he is one of my top commanders? Oh, but I'm in your service. No, you're not. I said move off the tunnel. You are being barraged until you get off that confounded tunnel. You are going to be confused and harassed until you are going to be physically ill. And certainly, if you honored my input as much as you seem to honor Commander Toltec, who isn't. You would have moved off the hill rather than consider a move across the nation. Well, so why would it wait until Christmas time this year? because this is when George Greene is in Desperateville. And God always tells you, you better wait upon the Lord. He lets you go through your testing every step of the way. And one's testing is testing for every one of you. So let me tell you and let me make it very, very clear. Since Dr. Young resigned, there is no chief editor. Everybody hear me? And until Dr. Young is, quote, off of this piddling, crummy little salary bit, there isn't enough to bring one like Sam Russell in. But I can promise you, without hesitation, I'm not setting up another center anywhere else right now for any purpose. And whatever small sums we have, the papers in the hole, the journals are in the hole, we can't even get them out. EJ has even rented a place to store them here, and the rent's just going down the tubes every month because we can't get the journals, and now Mr. Green has moved them. Well, Mr. Green is in final utter contempt of a second court. And someday the contempt he created before is going to come to rest in his lap. So a lot of things have to be handled very, very differently than it appeared they would be handled. And there is no swap over except through contractual agreement, one company with another one. Because as long as I am chief executive operating officer, I insist upon it. And you cannot vote me out.
I vote for that. Yeah.
Well, I knew you would because you're chicken.
Amen.
But while we're on the subject, there's also room to store some of these bottles and things if you need space here, because we obviously don't have books in there. There is a hangar available over at the little airport. And right now, there is a plane sitting in the hangar. But there's plenty of room around the plane. It's a large hangar. And you've been paying for that empty space now for a little while, so until you get the book, if there are other things, it might very well freeze in there at night. But I do not believe that it would freeze hard in there. And certainly a bunch of empty bottles, if they are taking up your place, and especially through the winter, extra supplies could be stashed in there. And still have room to do your line dancing on Wednesday night. What would you do without me to wreck your lives? From onset, we said we would never place you in jeopardy. And to do that means you must operate according to the laws of the land, but you must use them as if you at least know what you're doing. And you don't. For court is in a state of frenzy almost all of the time for fear, you know, someone is going to do something wrong. And yet he's done it right enough that even if you do it wrong, he can bail you out. Because you're lying. It's set up so that if you go in there and tell all, you're lying. Do you know it? And that's the only reason this young man can sleep at night. And I want to go on record this minute that Mr. Green will, this will come back to eat him alive. This will be one of the most remarkably positive things that anyone has ever done for Corbin Jennings. But what this despicable entity did was get in touch with Court's parents. Talked about divorce, talked about how they're going to lose everything, how this is illegal. It was unthinkable. And so what would Court's father do, being extremely distressed, and Jenny's parents already just barely beginning to be able to even think about her being down here in this cult, away from Jesus Christ. I travel with him, but that doesn't count. Nobody bothers to find out. The preachers all tell you not to read that stuff. Well, you better start reading it, because it's coming down, and it's coming down fast. All you've got to do is look at the news. Well, of course, this just undid Jenny's parents, which, of course, undoes Jenny. Well, I want to tell you, children, it will be turned around to the very best and most positive thing that has happened for you. Court is now recognized, not just by me, but by anyone around. And this just hounds them in Nevada something awful. Especially around the Laughlin group, who George Green played up to. And these were personal friends of Dorma's and EJ, the Laughlins. So he tried to tear that down too. But you know what? Out of all of this, the Nevada corporate laws are going to stand unpierced. And he is recognized, Court is, as being one of the most outstanding in knowledge of Nevada corporations of anybody. Period. And if you can do it with a naive group willing just to hang in here with us but not understanding it, you can do it. And he has had to watch every I, every T, everything he's done. And you see, what you once think is that, oh God, is this one going to do it? Of course it's not going to do it. I want to go on record right now. Mr. Green also says, you know, those people over there are so stupid that they call this church that purchased that property the Phoenix Church. How stupid can you get? I want to know, how stupid can you get? The church is home office in Phoenix, Arizona. It doesn't mean flap, you know, up out of the ashes, although some people around Phoenix think so. But let me give you the new twist. That church is now going to bring charges against these ones to make sure they cannot get out of their agreement on the land easement next door. That means that we have to be a little bit attentive to that. Slippy head. It's been easy up to now to say, oh well, Pleiadians, Pleiades, Orion, you name it out there. These are space beings. Well, anything off your place is space. In fact, you're in your space. As a matter of fact, at this moment, you're in my space. We're talking about thought dimension. What are you? You are the blighted thought of God manifest. Creator knows how to thrust. Naturally, it isn't even thrust. It is just create into being. But very, very physics-oriented. So I'm a big disappointment to a lot of people who thought, well, I just want on there because I do believe in UFOs. Well, then you're nuts. Because that means exactly this, unidentified flying objects. And I want to tell you that anybody in this room that can go out and identify every flying object that comes over from Edwards, I want to meet them. And this is another instance of how they fool you. Do you believe in UFOs? Well, you're lying if you say you don't. Okay, identify that one. Well, it's either a bird or a plane or Superman. Well, you haven't identified it. So, I want the call numbers off the bottom of the wing, please. Can't, all right, then you believe in unidentified flying objects, my friend. Now, I do have to apologize to you ones who want me to be a little gray alien with big mirror eyes. Well, I'm not going to be any more than you are going to be. We're talking about the soul energy structure of the human man created by God in his image. I would not go create a bunch of little gray aliens because they don't look like me. And I don't look like you. Except at the energy level of soul. And that means don't give me red, green, black, purple, blue, brown, Hispanic, Indian. What do you mean? I said image of God. God is energy. And he has focused his thoughts. And you are. Now it's a mouthful, and it's certainly an earful, and you don't have to comprehend it at this moment. We wrote about it, but our book got parked. But most of you would not understand it until you have listened to it anyway. Would we be foolish enough from the heart of God to put something on the market just to get it banned? Who cares about it? Don't underestimate God. There was a major, major purpose for this. And it doesn't have anything to do with your information. You've got to get ready to receive the information, for one thing, because every one of you gets started in, you know, I think this isn't right, so I'm going to look at this. And that's the only way that you can come into the final stages of one with Godness. It's like the child learning to take a step. Oops, that one wasn't too good. I won't walk on the stick next time. But guess what? The little kid will go walk on it over and over and over until it hurts him. And when it hurts him, he will look at that stick and he will flop down on his rear and start crying. And now parents are going to get frustrated at him, tell him to get the stick out of the way or walk over there and pick up the stick and throw it somewhere to get it out of his way. Well, I'm not going to pick up many sticks for you. You see, I went through 2 years of picking up sticks. And all of my crew, oh, they laughed at you. because I was very gentle. And I would just say, well, sweetheart, come over here and I'll just tell you again. And they sit around, and this is old, you know. This is the mean man of the universe. And they don't know what they're in for. They also know I have the roundest shield of any commander ever in the universe. I'll just fall over for you. But not where it concerns your package. Any more than you would go shove your kid in front of that truck. But you will learn your lessons. I will not deprive you of learning your lessons, no matter how badly I want to do so. So ones want to pin it down. Let's hear about it for Pleiades, for instance. We just need some insight more about Pleiades. Why? Maybe some of you aren't going to go to Pleiades. Well, but I have to hear about it from where you are. You mean the throne of God? What are you talking about? Well, you said Pleiades. Yeah, well, you've been there too, so you tell me about it. But I don't remember. Well, then why should I tell you? Why don't you just remember? And what does it have to do with now? Well, because it's interesting. Now we're getting down there to where it's honest. Be honest with me. Why do you want to know? Because I'm dying of curiosity, okay? That is a good enough reason to talk about it. Don't give me all these lofty things. And don't limit me by your own limitations. I passed through Pleiades. I experienced a long time on a planet in Pleiades. There are a bunch of them, you know, called Haton. It was a good way for me to have a name because my higher label is Haton on your planet. And my coming from Haton really worked in good with Haton in Egypt. It was something you could get a hold of. And so, well, I talked to someone from Evra, one of the planets of Pleiades. There are seven of them, you know. Say what? How many planets do you have in your solar system? Anybody? What is recognized? No, no, your solar system. You're missing. Wrong! Haven't you heard about the new one coming in? And haven't you heard about the 12th planet? So, you're just not really quite with it, are you? Well, now, how do you think you can tell me there are seven planets in the Pleiades system? That is so far away, it looks like a teeny-weeny, tiny little dipper from here. You don't even show in Pleiades. Any part of the Pleiades galaxy, you don't even show. You are the end of a energy beam. But you are more like the beings from that place. That place is more like your sister galaxy. Now, I want you to, anyone in this room who can give me a full description of a native Martian. The little green thing. They have antennas. Or do they look like Russian Americans? I mean, look, there's some sitting silently in this room. When I ask, I want to know what it's like on Mars, and Rick Martin sits there like a bump on a log, and Rick Martin comes from Mars. It was recognized as the Red Planet. It was the bloodiest, most miserable planet ever was. And it's recycling around. Doesn't anybody see it coming? You're doing that to this beautiful, beautiful place on which you're experiencing. Will God uncreate the beauty of this place? Absolutely. Ooh, Weirdville, no. And any of his other creation worthy won't be uncreated either. And part of the penalty for what you do as you come down and mistreat is to come back and fix it. Well, now, I would really be a good guide, a good fatherly guide, wouldn't I, if I just let you blunder your way through here, allowing and being and drifting and everything. I can let you do it. But as a teacher and a guide, if I don't tell you, it is not that way. Does it matter, number one, what they do on Quiddy? Doesn't matter, number two, where I come from, as long as I bring you light and truth, and I am what I am every time I am. So let us look at it from curiosity. I want to know, Dad was right. Because I have a sneaking suspicion I'm going to end up back there. And you say that you are going to build similar to Quiddy before we finish the structures here. I want a lot of you, and I want, you know, I won't call names. But there's some youngsters around who have drawn pictures without knowing anything about their calling. Some of them were less than 6 years old when they drew perfect mock-ups of my craft and named my people. There was one who literally blew his parents away because he drew a domed village exactly like the one that will be in North Tehachapi years ago. Who? The ones in here who didn't know it. And that's enough. That's enough to know. Because you need the confirmation, you need the strength that comes with knowing. And to get to knowing, you have to go through all the educational processes of learning, and that requires knowledge. Because you were not put on this place just to be open book. You were put here to discern. And some of you, all of you here, did not have the privilege of just coming from Earth, astral, you know, earthbound little, I'm going to just experience out here a while and I'm going to jump back in on them. How many of you watched Tara X Friday night? Duplications, huh? And did you notice that most of the replications are evil? Because that's the training they're given. That is a genetic structure involved. So be careful. I'm going to remind you, be careful if you consider yourself a walk-in. You better look at that very, very carefully. But as to the wonders of the brotherhood of the dimensional energy from the realms of God where you are headed, that is all power. And this is what must be understood by you and comprehended. You're going to have to comprehend this one. Most of the time I say, it's okay. As long as you know this, you don't have to fully understand it. It's not always even wise to fully understand it, and it's certainly not worthwhile to spend the time that will come the understanding if you don't just discount it and turn away from it. You must be curious enough to want to study and read. What are you? What am I?